Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Running gun and fire.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There's a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Done and I'm gonna win. Yeah. I'm hunting.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Oh man, those station IDs are wild. That one's called Spaceship. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. But yeah, this is Open Mic, being hosted by me, Garen Fitzgerald. And I'm bringing you a set list today full of songs under 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Some of them quite under. Let me just remind you, Free to Kills, Queen of the Thrills, second song in the last chunk, was a minute 14. And about those songs we just listened to, you just heard Upchuck's Kin, Free to Kills, Queen of the Thrill, The Centipedes, as in Thee Thou Thy, and that's The Centipedes Falling, Military Guns, B-A-D-I-D-E-A. And man, those guys remind me of, Killing Joke. There's this track, I think it's called Seeing Red, something like that. Something red. It's like bam, 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 ba-da-ga-dan, dan, for like 6.5 minutes, and I love it. But yeah, the vocals, very, very reminiscent of that. But a happier band overall, Military Gun. That's M-I-L-I-T-A-R-I-E, not Y, Gun. After that was Susie Moon's Panic and Pup's No Hope off their album Who Will Look After the Dogs. And if I am remembering correctly, in the scattershot research I did about the bands playing these songs, I believe Pup's album there was a breakup album, which makes the title make more sense to me. Because, I mean, you got two people in a loving relationship, and they have a dog, or maybe multiple dogs, as this title might evince. And, you know, you guys break up. Who's getting them? Who's going to take care of them? Which of the people in that relationship was the better doggy daddy, doggy mommy? Who was the one who went for the midnight walks? Who was the one that scooped that poop with no complaints? Who was the one who always had the treats and the toys handy for when that dog was down? Who knew when that dog was down? Or those dogs? I keep forgetting there's multiple dogs. Anyway, it's a heart-wrenching story played out in many acts in my own head. But that's neither here nor there because, we got to keep moving forward. And, I just want to talk a little bit about how I'm feeling about these super short songs. And originally, when I put this list together, I was like, oh man, these songs are going to be like really unsatisfying. They're going to be way too simple. They're going to be super dumbed down in terms of like the musical vocabulary in play, the grammar, the chords, the structures, all the different things. And instead, I'm finding that these are some banger songs, man. I'm tapping my foot. I'm jamming out. I'm like, you know, having fun. I'm glad that I remembered to turn off the microphone because you might have heard me singing badly along with some of the choruses, and that would have been awkward. By the way, text if you want to hear me singing along badly with the choruses. That's 778-782-2573 CJSF. It's like I'm actually kind of surprised at the amount of creativity crammed into these tiny songs. And, I mean, being somebody who writes music, who has produced a few things, has put some things out there over the years, I got to admit that the attention span of modern day life is much shorter. We've got messages coming in every minute from multiple people, sometimes multiple conversations, all expecting an answer within seconds, or else you've done a bad thing and you're bad and you're mean and you don't like them anymore. And oh my God, they're so freaked out because you didn't respond in 30 seconds or less. And you've got all these conversations going. You've got all these different, you got multiple text venues. You've got like the WhatsApp, you got Facebook Messenger, you got like whatever, like all these different things. You got text messages, you got phone calls. Some people leave voicemails still, which I never check them because when I first did come to Canada, they were all robocalls. And I was very confused as to why when I pushed 9, it didn't delete, even though it said it could delete. And then I was like, oh, these are recorded messages from a robot and that's awkward. But, you know, there it is. Life. Yeah. So I can see the importance of making songs shorter, because when you put your songs up on social media, you can advertise them with like a little video clip that's right to the punch, right to the hook. And that, you know, you only need like 10, 15 seconds, and most people are swiping by. So let's be real. It's real unlikely anyone's going to stay for longer than 5 seconds. So it helps with that. It helps with airplay, because more people's songs can get played in this crazy oversaturated market situation. And, you know, all different kinds of things are possible with shorter songs. But I do have to say, you got to eat your veggies. Listen to longer songs. Listen to slower songs. Make sure you're varying your genres. Okay, Dad. Yeah, okay, Dad. But yeah, just don't just listen to the short stuff, please. Because while it is fun, it is satisfying. It makes my PSAs feel like they're going on forever. It makes me feel like I've done a mistake. I've made a mistake, like I've done a wrong thing by playing an ad for people that support this station and, you know, listeners like you, so you can know what's going on in the world around you. All right, we got songs coming up. We got Far Caspian's Low, Tops, Fallen on My Sword. We got She's Green's Silhouette, Orange with a J's Sincerely, and Hannah Jadagu's Couldn't Call, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM Open Mic.
I'm
Yeah, that was the second lost song today. That was Hannah Dadagu's Couldn't Call. And I just really wanted to wrap you guys up in some warm fuzzies as we head out to the end of this show. yeah, that song is nice. And I can't, like, I had some pretty strict rules for myself for today's playlist, the short royalty list. Under 2:30, distinct parts, I need to like it. Excuse me. And while that was definitely under 2:30, that hit at 1:33. The distinct parts, up for debate. But did I like it? Heck yeah. So that and the orange song before it, like I needed some warm fuzzies before we ended today. And the low end in both those tracks, like the production, the instrumentation, all these different things, really just... Makes me need a glass of water, apparently. But, yeah, so you just heard Far Caspian's Low, Tops, Falling on My Sword, She's Green, Silhouette, Orange, that's with a J, not a G, Sincerely, and Hannah Jadagu's Couldn't Call. And today's set list, there are a lot of tracks. I wasn't able to talk a lot about the bands because there were so many tracks and I didn't want to, you know, play favorites with anybody. If you want to check out that playlist, please stop by cjsf.ca. That's for Canada. cjsf.ca. Because you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM coming out to you from Burnaby on Burnaby Mountain from the depths of Simon Fraser University. And, yeah, I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and I just want to thank you for sticking through. If you've been here the whole time, for sticking around, if you just stopped through halfway, and if you left, well, I hope you were busy, because there's some pretty good stuff today. But, yeah, like, wrapping up my thoughts on this little experiment here, I'm still of a mixed mind. I did like all the songs. I didn't feel like I was sacrificing much by losing a minute, minute and a half, sometimes 2 minutes on the length of these tracks. But I will say that it felt a little, little directionless. Like, I did try to pick themes for each of the chunks. So I had like more of the rocky stuff up front, went to the faster punk stuff in the middle, tried to get some of the feels going in the last chunk. And, yeah, I mean, like I felt good about those deviations, the divvying up of all that, but still, I do want a longer song. I mean, like, in that last chunk, we had Tops Falling on My Sword hitting at 2:27, and that felt kind of like a breath of fresh air, almost, like getting so much time to develop some of the ideas and to kind of explore the ideas a little more without having to go back for a replay. And, yeah, but I gotta say, like, the catchier, shorter songs, definitely see the value in them. Definitely see the fun of them. So definitely like them. So, yeah, I'm wondering what y'all think out there. Like, maybe just drop by the CJSF website and send an email to one of our lovely programming or music peoples and just be like, y'all, this was cool. Or, maybe longer songs, please. That would be nice. But, yeah, overall... it does, like I said, makes it easier to promote online, makes it easier to chop up, makes it more of a grab for attention, helps it cut through the noise, as it were. But overall, I do like my longer songs. I do like my 3 minutes, my 3 minutes 30. Maybe it's just because, like, I'm a dad and I'm older and I'm looking for that downtime when I listen to music. But, yeah, actually, thinking about uses for a track like this, definitely, like, that heat training, the high intensity, what is it? High intensity interval training playlists. Like, if you want to vary up your energy in quick little bursts, so you can like do a minute of running and then a minute of walking and then 2 minutes of, like, I don't know, climbing up walls. What do you guys do in that stuff? Am I outing myself as not much of a gym goer? Well, maybe that's my resolution for this year. Who knows? I never really think about these things. But what I will say is that we're coming up on the end of our time, and I have had a blast. I hope you all had a blast. Coming up next, I believe, is Nicole with another open mic spot. And yeah, I'm going to leave you with a song on the way out that hits before a PSA and a promo we got going. The song is from a band called Muncho, and it's their track, I Want to Be a Number. And I had to play this for y'all because it so brings back They Might Be Giants vibes. Like, holy moly. It is great fun. I hope you all enjoy it. I just got to make sure I remember which one. There it is. This is the fader for the thing that I have to do next, which is play the computer so that I can get out of here for the next person. And yeah, here we go. Muncho's I Want to Be a Number.
Bird Note. For folks looking to try birding for the first time, getting started can be daunting. Should you learn every species call, every subtle feather pattern before you head out to look for birds? While it's good to prepare, there's a risk of scaring yourself out of starting and preventing the kind of hands-on experiential learning that's one of the best parts of birding. So when you have the time and energy, just go for it. Learning about birds is the work of a lifetime. That's why it's so rewarding. And there are great tools to help you out. Bringing a field guide with you is a time-tested approach. Even the experts turn to a field guide when they're stumped. Newer tools like the Merlin Bird ID app help identify which species you're seeing or hearing right on your phone. And if you can find another birder or a group to tag along with, all the better. You can learn from people with more experience and share the joys and struggles with fellow newbies. For many people, talking to other birders is nearly as fun as finding the birds. For Bird Note, I'm Jonies Franklin.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.